Well, good morning, everybody. Episode 99 of Playing With Perspective, the suspended animation podcast. The dating doctor, Kim Dunlop, is back. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing really well, Darren.
Great to have you on the show again. Now, Kim was with us a couple of months ago, and the feedback was exceptional. And so back by popular demand, Kim is in the studio to show us how to get market ready for dating. And are we self-sabotaging? So for everybody out there who hasn't heard Kim before, Kim has been actively working in the real estate world for the past 28 years. She's still in real estate as a buyer's agent under her own brand, KD Property Advisory. Kim's passion has always been people and property and building strong relationships. Relationships are the foundations of everything she does. She has developed a business which is very close to her heart called The Dating Doctor and helps men to have a relationship with themselves, to unlock how they get their basic needs met, and to better connect with themselves and move towards love. So welcome again, Kim Dunlop.
Thanks, Darren. Great to be here. I'm very excited.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it because everybody commented on the last show. Everybody was fascinated. So I'm only anticipating great results from this one. But Kim, tell us a bit more about your story and how long have you been working with men to get them ready for love and, you know, overcome their own boundaries and their own blockages in that respect?
So, Darren, officially, I've been working in this space for the last 2 years. Yeah. I created this business, The Dating Doctor, but I've effectively been giving advice, so to speak, to men in the real estate world, and guys in particular who I work with laughed at me when I set up this business because they said, are you going to send us an invoice, Kim?
for a lifetime of consulting and counselling.
Exactly. And look, whilst it's not counselling or consulting, now it's actually facilitating and it's actually helping men step into their own, really step into their own, and turn up as themselves. So I'm really excited. I've been working with men, so passionate about it, just to get their basic needs met, because men just need a little bit of tweaking. And my website is all about tweaking. You know, you exist, and it's just working out what are you going towards or what are you not going towards. And so
we just need a little bit of help in that area, huh?
Us
male counterparts. And so you only work with men, huh? Or do you work with women as well?
Occasionally I work with women, and look, I get a lot of my research from women as well. But fundamentally, we're both the same creatures.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, acceptance of who we are, where we want to be, and we're all individuals. So it's just creating our own little strategy in the dating game. It's about working out who we are, what platforms we're on, how's that working for us, you know, what can we change to kind of get better results. It's really like we're all on the same page.
We are. We're all on that journey towards love, I suppose.
Exactly. We are, Darren. And it's exciting. It's really exciting.
It is.
It's really exciting.
What I'd love to start off chatting about is love and dating in COVID times. I mean, obviously that's, you know, it's a challenging time because you can't, you know, meet people like you normally would. So what are people doing these days, you know, in the last 6 to 8 months in this time to date and to meet people?
So it's a great question. I think there's been a lot of mixed feelings around the whole COVID situation. And in the dating world, it really comes back to the individual. I have been operating in the dating world myself personally and going out on walking dates or keeping distance or going out for dinners when we've been able to go out for dinners. You know, it has been challenging. I really do appreciate that it has been challenging. And some people are a little bit more cautious. So then it comes back to who are you and your profile, and then how are you turning up in the dating world and expressing that to other people?
And I suppose it's kind of caused us to be more to expose ourselves and our thoughts and feelings a bit more because we can't do it through touch.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's a really key thing is visual and touch is actually seeing someone in the physical form by actually meeting up with them or talking to them before.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the key things, which I think you and I wanted to talk about today, was around the apps.
Yeah.
And it's probably a really good starting point, Darren, talk about the apps.
Let's dive in. I've been on and off apps. I like them. I don't like them. Everybody's got a million excuses. There's always a new app popping up every 5 minutes. What's the deal with all these apps and do they work?
And so it's a new dating game. It's a new age.
Yeah.
And we're seeing technology. And whilst we've seen a lot of these apps around for about 7 to 10 years now.
Yep.
What I'm seeing, and particularly with men, I feel this, Darren, and it is a generalization. I do say that cautiously.
Yeah.
it's about old school values coming into play with the new age of dating. Right. And so you look at, how dating is now, which is your Tinders, your Bumbles, your Hinge, all these apps. And the app is not the problem. It's just that it's a change. And so traditionally, Darren, we've been going to bars many years ago to pick up a guy or to pick up a female, to bars.
Yeah.
And so it's really challenging, I think, for some guys who are still sitting in the old school.
Yep.
But my advice to them is look at updating your old school values into the new way of dating.
Yeah. And that's actually a really good point because, you go to bars a lot of the time. And there's groups of girls or even groups of guys, more so groups of girls. They're looking at their phone and they're on these dating apps in the bars.
Yeah.
And they're not expecting guys to actually come up and say hello. It's the whole attitude and philosophy and psychology has changed.
Yeah, it has. And I think it's become more accessible and easier. And I think the biggest piece is with these apps, because there's hundreds of them, as you said.
Oh, yeah.
Is there's so many choice points. And so what that creates, the choice point it creates, is lots and lots and lots of options.
Yeah.
And so then it's
perceived options.
Exactly. Perceived options. So then it's refining those options.
Yeah.
But do you know what I think the beauty of these apps are? I think the apps are fantastic.
Okay.
And I'm really wanting men to consider them as a great tool. So this is one of the pieces I want to share today.
Awesome.
Is to try and look at it in a different way. Okay. To go, which app do you feel most comfortable on?
Okay.
Right. So start with that as a starting point.
Okay.
And look at and taking away preconceived ideas about what the app is all about through other people's perspectives.
Gotcha.
Really fine-tuning that and going, what do I want and what do I like about this app? Okay. What do I like about this app? And so for me, I've always liked Tinder and Bumble. Okay. I think they are absolutely fantastic.
Right.
And my frame around the apps is the apps are not the problem. It's they're a platform to actually help you explore who you are, expand your networks in terms of the dating game, and grow and learn from each of the dates that you're going on.
Okay. Well, actually, before we get onto that, let's actually talk a bit more about the apps. I mean, you mentioned we should know which apps are best suited for us. Maybe give us a little bit of a rundown into different apps and why and their features or their benefits, so people can understand the differences, maybe.
Yeah. So I think it's probably good to start with, say, Tinder.
Yep.
Tinder's, probably the most popular app.
Yep.
I've seen there's a lot of people actually on that app and using that app.
Yep.
I think it's like a really easy way to actually find people. You have got pretty much three stages when you look at the app. You've got a visual image which represents a story of the person. Then, depending on the individual, there could be some words which then builds on the story.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And depending on the photos, there could be one photo or six photos.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of giving you an insight into that person.
Perfect.
And then the other key thing is it kind of gives you the third piece, which is around values. If someone's written some words on there, it kind of then gives you a further insight into their values.
Yeah, like are they looking to have kids or whatever?
Exactly. Are they looking to be in a relationship? So their position. So yep. I think it's a really key thing, which is what's their position? Yep. Who are they visually? Yep. What do the things that they like in terms of, are they like skiing, bike riding, you know, whatever the case might be?
Are they a dog lover or a cat lover? Do they hate cats or hate dogs?
Yeah. Yep. So it kind of presents a story. And then you build on that story by then communicating. So then the third piece is communicating. So that's a really easy app to kind of swipe left or right if someone's representing your visual image and then the words that represent your values. That kind of gives you a quick, easy way of trying to get some insight into a person.
Perfect. All right, great.
Another app is Bumble.
Yep.
I think that's quite a popular app for guys.
I think it is.
Becoming more popular.
And Bumble's an interesting one because Bumble allows the female to make the first move in a way, or they're the gatekeeper.
Yes. And me being old school values, I have always been in a masculine environment in the real estate world, but I really like Tinder because I actually have this expectation that I'd like a man to actually open up the conversation.
Right.
And so sometimes I hold back because I have old school values. So I'm aware of that and I acknowledge it.
Yep.
But whereas with Bumble, it's great because then I do get to lead in some ways and then start that conversation with a guy and open that up. So I think guys are starting to like the whole Bumble. It's an offshoot from the Tinder where the women are leading, because I think it's been tiring as well, and this is only just a general assumption, that for men doing all the work and stepping in so they're wanting to now see the woman step in
kind of cool, kind of different in a way.
It is a bit different. And so and then you've got other apps like Hinge.
I don't know much about Hinge. What's Hinge about?
So Hinge is quite similar. And then you've got Plenty of Fish, which is another one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's so many out there. Plenty of Fish.
So is Hinge and Plenty of Fish also a bit like Tinder, or a bit more like Bumble in that the female makes the first move?
Yeah, and I can't remember which one, but I think it's Hinge or Plenty of Fish. They kind of give you a locational space. So you could be in an area where someone has crossed your path.
That's right.
And I think it's either Hinge or Plenty of Fish, but I haven't been on that for a while. But that's really good because then you know that if someone's in the going to, say, the same cafe as you, or going to the same beach that you like, or going bike riding in a similar area. So it presents sort of more of someone's values and what they'd like. So
and their habits and their behavior. And it kind of says, this person has crossed your path 25 times in the last 24 hours. So, you know, they must be from around here and they must go to the same places that I do.
Yeah. But a lot of them are kind of quick and easy in terms of looking at the visual image, then looking at the profile, understanding a bit more insight. All of them have got those similarities.
Then
you've got your RSVPs, which is a bit more detailed.
Yep. Are they still going? Are they RSVPs?
Yeah. RSVPs still going. Wow. And then you've got Elite Singles, which is another one as well. Which kind of creates a bit of a persona around, you know, is someone more elite than other people?
Yeah.
And it's not really the case. We're all the same.
Yeah. And then there's also professional matchmakers as well.
Yes.
Business focused matchmakers and, you know, just normal non-business focused matchmakers as well.
Yeah. So it's really working out, you know, do you like a lot of detail? Do you want something that's quick and easy? What do you feel comfortable with? And I think with these apps, before you start looking at these apps, one bit of advice I would give to people is get some insight from your friends.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a really key thing. Ask them what they think about your photos. Ask them what they think about your profile.
Yeah, I like it. And particularly probably friends, you know, not of the same sex. So if it's a guy, ask a female friend, what do they think? Because they give you a better insight into what, you know, how well it would be received.
Yeah, and the other piece as well on that, Darren, is people, you can ask people what they think of you. And it's actually generally going back to your original introduction around the sabotaging.
Yeah.
We sometimes sabotage ourselves. And then if we hear insight from someone else, they're actually saying beautiful things about us. And so it's something that we could capture on our profiles.
I like it.
But it's us putting ourselves first, and it's putting ourselves out there a bit more, showing a bit more vulnerability around that. And look, I think with all of the apps, it's a choice. It's a choice as to whether or not how much information you want to give, right? Yep. It's a personal choice. But my objective nature, and I will throw this in because I like to throw this in, is are you getting closer to the person you want to be with if you're only putting one photo on there and no writing on your profile?
I agree. It doesn't give you anything to go on.
No. Yeah. And so it's a little bit challenging. So I look at those guys and girls, and there's that observation around going, okay, maybe that's not a priority for you, and you're just happy to just go with the flow.
Yeah.
But if you want to get closer and get clearer on who you are and where you, you know, the person that you want to find, you know, it to be in your life, who matches similar values, who might like, you know, swimming, running, surfing, whatever the case might be for your personality, you can start to create that story on your profile.
I love the way you said that, because one of my biggest issues and gripes with apps is that we, for no fault of anybody's, is that we just naturally tend to be extremely superficial, and we can very easily dismiss people. But you're saying the more information and the more background story we can put into that presentation, and the better it can align with who we are, you know, as people and what our values tell us, that's a much better way to present yourself than just a very superficial picture with a line.
Yes.
So it's important to use those apps to the full advantage and to their full functionality in a way.
And I've created, Darren, three pillars in the dating world. And I've been thinking about this for quite some time with talking with people in the dating world. And it really comes down to the preparation, your presentation, and your position.
Hey, the three P's. I love it.
The three P's. So it's like, how are you preparing? Are you talking to your friends about your profile? Are you getting objective advice? Can you look at putting more photos on there to show more of you? Can you build on your actual words and your profile and going, this is what I like. This is what I'm looking for in a partner. And then, you know, giving them an idea of visually, like, are you a surfer dude where you like to wear thongs and shorts and a t-shirt? Or do you like to wear a suit all the time? Or are you like that casual sort of guy that, you know, really hippie type guy that's a real sort of, you know, eclectic sort of look? So then that's in the presentation. And then what's your position? Do you want a relationship? Or are you a bit unsure? And, you know, are you just wanting to have fun and be on the fun choo-choo train? And like Darren, that's great as well, because my advice to guys is just become clear on what your position is, how you're presenting yourself, and what's the preparation that you're putting into the dates before you're turning up. And look, for all of us, Darren, it's really scary. And we're putting ourselves out there. So there's a level of vulnerability that we're putting ourselves out there, because all of us don't want to get hurt.
That's right.
But if we can look at reframing it and actually going, how am I growing from this? What am I learning? You know, because everyone's blaming the apps, going, these apps are crap, you know.
And you always read on these apps, let's try it one more time. I've done it five times, but maybe the sixth one will work. Let's just give it one last go. So it doesn't give you much faith in how well these apps work.
And so that's a really great point, Darren, because I'm seeing that a lot on guys' profiles. They're writing that in there.
Crazy.
And so they're writing that in there. And my advice, or my insight is probably a better way, is why are you writing or creating that story?
Because
there's a part of you that's frustrated. But how about you share with us who you are, not about the app, because we want to hear, the girls want to hear more about the men and what, who they are and what they love.
Yeah.
We want to hear that sharing.
All right.
I mean, women get together in a bar, Darren, and we're all talking about men.
Yeah, right? I know. You can dissect a date for 5 hours.
Exactly. And so we want to hear about men. We want to hear about what they're doing and what they're getting up to. And so I think it comes down to the preparation. And look, I'm seeing a lot of guys who have come out of marriages who are going through divorce or being separated.
Yeah.
And so it's updating that story. And so it's really bringing it back to basics around the story. The profile gives you the starting point for the story.
Perfect.
What story do you want to tell to the next woman? Are you open to actually sharing who you are?
Yep.
Do you want to explore another relationship, or are you still caught in the last relationship? So then that will come back to the three P's. Are you prepared to actually look at yourself, and are you prepared to actually then go to the next step, which is the presentation about getting yourself prepared to actually go on a date and then working out your position?
I love it. The three P's. I love it. But what I want to just add one more thing. Like, it makes sense to me that in the first P, with regards to preparation, it's also important for us to really take stock of how we speak to women. Are we good at flirting? Are we good at engaging women? Are we good at approaching women? You know, all that takes a bit of practice and might take a bit of role playing and whatever else. So what's your take on that? Like, men should be prepared to work on themselves to allow them to have their, to be able to put their best foot forward when they're approaching women.
I love that, Darren, and it is so true. And if you look at the dating game, it hasn't changed in the aspect of communication.
That's right. It's the same as it always was.
And it's the art of communication and the art of communicating, you know, and as you say, you know, turning up as you and talking to another female and either presenting jokes or your quirkiness about you.
Yep.
And showing that. And that's where I think the scary part is, because we're putting ourselves out there.
Yeah, true.
Right? And so that's the key in terms of the preparation, is going, okay, am I going to show this woman on the first date who I am?
Yes.
Will she reject me? Because that's the piece that guys are kind of getting locked into.
I'm
just holding back and I don't want to show her who I am yet. I just want to see, but the girls actually want to see the men straight away.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing. Like, a guy should be able to say, I'm just going to be me and I'm going to be confident and I'm going to just do whatever I would do naturally. And if I get rejected, no problem at all. I'll just go to the next person. And that's actually more attractive to women than if you were worried about every little thing you say and every little thing you do.
Yes. And that's it, Darren. It's bringing the playfulness. And I feel that we need to bring more playfulness into the dates.
Yep.
That's been a key thing that I'm trying to shift with a lot of men, is creating that playful, trusting, you know, fun environment, but bringing that playful side out in you guys, unlocking that
inner flirtatious, playful, you know, childlike mentality in a way.
And how would you flirt, Darren? Like, how would you flirt? Like,
yes, I mean, for me, it's like flirting for me, it's tough in these times, but I'm quite a tactile person. So I flirt, you know, by touching very, very, you know, just on the shoulder, or nothing crazy, nothing too obtrusive. And I also like to just smile and have fun, make a few jokes and tease a little bit. You know, that's kind of flirting for me.
I love that. And I love that. And I'm the same. So I kind of flick my hair sometimes and I touch as well and, you know, make a few jokes as well. Oh. So I really think that that's a great flirtatious strategy.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, and for the same token, men have to realize, I'm talking about men here, but it also, you know, it also applies to women as well. A lot of women need to know how to do this as well. But men have to know that when they're being flirted with in return, they have to be able to realize that that's happening. Sometimes they don't even realize that it's happening.
I love that.
So, no, they don't even know what's going on.
Yes. And so it's being aware of those signs that if a woman's touching her hair or she's engaging by looking at you,
or she's touching your shoulder every 5 seconds, hello, I think she likes you.
And it's so true, Darren, because a lot of men don't even pick up on those cues.
They wouldn't even know. It's all right, let's go get another drink or whatever.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So men, if a woman is touching you on the arm of some sort, flicking their hair.
Yeah, or giving you eye contact or, you know, giving you that look quite regularly, there's something going on.
Yeah, and then it's then exploring that a bit further.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, I've done this myself and I've been guilty of this myself, is when you do recognize that happening and you don't actually escalate to the next level fast enough, women actually get turned off and they run away.
Yes.
So you've got to know all these. That's why dating is so, the behavior, it's a dance that's so subtle and so based on subcommunication, but you really have to be prepared for it, both men and women. And that's really part of the first P. I think you really have to understand the rules and the subcommunication around it, so you actually recognize what's happening when it's happening.
Yes. And I really like that, the subtleness and the momentum. Mm. And I think, you know, everyone's getting caught up in these rules, Darren.
Yeah.
And whilst there's actually no rules, it's more around your strategy.
Yeah.
And it's more about the interest and the emotional availability of a man as well.
True,
and
true.
So if a guy can be interested and so can a girl, but it's whether or not they're emotionally available. And so if you both are clear, say that you want to be on the fun choo-choo train.
I love that. The fun choo-choo train.
Or if you want to be in a relationship,
yeah,
then that can be, you know, made clear. So yeah, then you know that if you're on the same page, and then you start to explore values,
yeah,
you start to explore interests, you start to share who you are. And so then you start to see whether or not you're matching, and then you create that interest through touch,
yes,
flirting, jokes, because yeah, you're expanding.
Absolutely.
And you're exploring it. And yeah, it's fantastic when you're in that space.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But let's have a little bit of analysis. I mean, what do you think men and women are doing right and wrong these days?
I know, I think that's a good thing. I think that people are getting caught up in terms of the wrong side. I mean, whilst I hold a very strong value, there's no right or wrong,
yeah,
right?
Very, very true. It's very subjective. Yeah.
It is. And I hold that quite passionately, because I say to people, it's about developing your own style.
Yeah.
And really, and so in the dating world, it's just creating your own strategy.
Yeah.
What do you feel comfortable with? Are you stepping in all the time, or are you holding back?
Yeah.
And so then it's creating that momentum or mixing that up, and actually stepping in a little bit, whether it's a female or male, a bit like the dating apps.
Yeah.
On Bumble, you can step in, the woman steps in first, then the man responds.
Gotcha.
So it's creating that balance for both of us. So there's kind of an equilibrium, so to speak. So in terms of, if we were to label it as wrong, I think it comes back to the preparation.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are not really prepared, and they're going onto these dating apps thinking, you know, just they're not checking in with themselves around where they're at,
yeah,
going, am I actually, you know, over my past relationship, or, yeah, and am I open to actually meeting someone new and different?
Yeah. And what actually am I even looking for? They don't even know.
That's exactly it. And I think that's the key. What am I looking for? So it's then looking at yourself and going, who am I?
Yeah.
What do I want to find in a partner?
Yeah.
And if you do that in the preparation, then you kind of won't be wasting people's time. Because what I'm seeing is, particularly with guys, there's a lot of guys who are emotionally unavailable.
Right.
And when I say that, they're just either are talking about their ex-wives,
yeah,
on dates. So I've gone on dates where they've talked about their ex-wives. And so I kind of want to hear about them.
Yeah.
And I've heard a few friends say that, and around that space. And look, there's nothing wrong with it. It's more about going, do you want to have a relationship, or do you just want to talk to someone, yeah, about,
or what, or do you just want a psychologist?
Exactly.
I'll send you my invoice at the end of the dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just checking in with yourself and going, okay, because then, if a man then is presented with someone who is amazing,
yeah,
guess what? He won't wait a week to actually call her. He won't lose momentum, because he would have lost her within that time frame, because, yeah, she would have been connected, and visually he could have presented himself well. He could be a good communicator. He could be a good flirter.
Yeah.
Tick all of those boxes, but yet there's that emotionally unavailable piece. that he's not able to unlock for himself. And there's nothing wrong, but it's more just unlocking that and becoming clear.
Perfect. You know? So it's really all about, in terms of men and women, it's about it's more about the preparation. People have to do the self-analysis to find out what they're actually looking for, and they have to understand how to communicate that with the opposite sex.
Yeah. And do you know what I love, Darren? And so many people say this. So many people say this, and this is a real beauty. People say, I'm waiting for the right person to turn up. And I went, oh, okay, really? That's interesting. Yeah, and like, oh, maybe they're not turning up because you're not actually clear on what you want and where you're at, which is the preparation. And so I love asking people that question, because if you are clear and you can talk about it with your friends who are single, or even your married friends, ask them. They're very excited. Married people are really excited to talk about it.
they love living out vicariously through everybody else.
They feel like they're missing out and they're going, this is great. So we've got a pool of people that we can ask, you know, it's great.
Fantastic. So, Kim, tell us a bit about, you know, a couple of people that you're working with, not without mentioning names, but just I'd love to hear a story about how you've helped somebody, you know, kind of prepare themselves better or get out of their own way and they're actually achieving some success.
Specifically, there's been a lot of guys that I've been working with, and some guys I've found it's a priority for them to actually find love and a relationship and wanting to have a family. And they feel like that they've missed the boat because of their age. It's about looking at yourself. And look, a lot of people have subjective views around age and having children. And I have facilitated that by actually saying to them, it's about where you're at this point in your life. And it doesn't matter about the age. It's more about your choice point and what you're choosing. And you can go towards actually finding that partner to have a family, which you haven't gone towards before. And they haven't been that flirtatious, Darren. They have unlocked these amazing gifts and expressions about themselves, which they weren't even aware of. Because all of us, and even myself many years ago, I didn't know how to actually communicate with myself and actually how to actually express my basic needs. And so it's now then stating their desires about their future. So they're actually saying, this is what I'm going towards. This is what I'm getting into. And I like you, Darren, you've got into these podcasts, which is a completely different dynamic, which is exciting. And you're like tapping into a whole new realm for you. And so it's sharing that story. And so we forget to share our stories because we feel like that if we share who we are, oh, we might sound like we're full of ourselves, but we're not.
Gotcha. So in other words, it's being comfortable to share and expose yourself, but in a very non-egoistic way.
Yeah. And so a lot of the messages that have been coming out from these guys is, why have I been wasting my time not going towards?
Gotcha.
And so that's been really fascinating for me.
So it's almost like saying, like when you're a guy and a girl on a date, we should be selling to each other a little bit, but selling the real us. And some people don't sell enough. And then if you don't sell, the other person doesn't know really what you're about and who you are.
So I love that, Darren. I love that. Love that. It's like it is selling yourself. And it's a great way to express that.
Because sometimes people can be a little bit humble and they say, oh, I don't want to boast. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to brag. But really, in a dating scenario, you kind of have to, in a way, to a degree, sell yourself a little bit because that's what you're there for.
Yes. And selling yourself in the way that's authentic to you. And so, you know, if you turned up on a date, you know, just looking at the communication, looking at how you present yourself. And do you know what? Darren, there's nothing wrong with turning up in thongs and a t-shirt. But then looking at whether or not your person who dresses up in a completely different outfit, whether or not they're actually open to someone with thongs and a t-shirt. Because it could be a mismatch there.
100%.
And so it's then finding that girl who's wearing thongs and a t-shirt. So if that's, you know, what you feel comfortable with and who you are, just owning that whole strategy. From presentation, your position, this is who I am, and really owning and bringing that in to acceptance.
I love it. The three P's. I just love the three P's. So cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Preparation, presentation, and position.
Yeah, and it is. Oh. And it really is amazing because, and the overall arching thing is selling and showing who you are.
Who you are, but in a very, humble way, but still taking it. You have to take a step forward, but in a humble way. You don't brag about it, but you got to explain and show people who you are, otherwise they'll never know.
And I love that piece, taking a step forward, because if we don't start showing or selling who we are, we'll still be in the same position.
That's true. So true.
And so therefore that position in the three P's is still that old position. And this is where it's been challenging, Darren, through COVID and the new age of dating, that we've seen, men who have grown up with old, values and traditional values, which I love, don't get me wrong, but you can bring that into the dating when you meet them by either taking a woman out for dinner or, showing them how you open up a door.
Yeah. Chivalry is not dead, huh?
No, it's not. Good. I don't believe it is.
Good.
But I feel like women are becoming clearer, right, which is slightly shifting the men. And so if we can get the men to become clear on, their preparation, their presentation and their position, if we can help them unlock that, Darren,
perfect,
to then become clearer, then they can turn up. And as you said, when you get rejected, you go, okay, she's not my person. Yeah. I've learned something from this experience.
Exactly.
And I can then take it to the next day.
Exactly. And that in turn is so much more attractive, I think, to women than if you've got to be stumbling and stuttering and worrying about every word you got. And, women just get turned off by that.
Because the chemistry, Darren, and we talked about this in the first session, and I love the word chemistry. Because the chemistry comes back to us.
Yep.
Everyone keeps on saying or blaming that they're not finding the chemistry on the outside.
Yeah.
But it comes back to the chemistry on what we're turning up as.
Yeah.
What is our chemistry? Are we conservative?
Yeah.
Are we holding back? And that's okay. If we are holding back, there's no right or wrong. Yeah. Or are we being playful? Are we being a bit cheeky?
Yep.
And are we touching someone on the arm?
Yep.
We can create and present in that way and bring our position throughout the dating space and, starting from communication over the phone,
yep,
starting from texting on the apps. So all of that can be created in the chemistry. So the chemistry is consistent.
Love it. Love it. And the apps are just another, another way to express what you would have done without the apps. Just another platform, but the messages and the behavior on the apps are still exactly the same.
Yes. Whereas, and I love that, Darren, the expression, because if we are expressing and sharing and selling who we are, then we're turning up as that. But if we're not, and so with the apps, what we're seeing, and this is where I think a lot of people are getting frustrated, which I'm sure you will agree with me, is they're getting frustrated because people are potentially hiding behind the app.
Yep.
Because before we were in the bars and so we needed to turn up were connecting, right?
Yep.
And so with the apps, there's almost that protection. So there's another P that comes in, which is the protection.
I love it. My God, all these P's, where did they come from?
And so it's like, who are you protecting yourself from? So if you're asking yourself that question, or are you setting yourself up to fail, right? So if you're only putting one photo on there, which is 10 years old, right?
I was just about to get to that. I was going to throw in the fifth P, photo.
Yes. Yeah. The photo.
Photo is so important. You can't keep hanging on to a photo from 15 years ago when you had more hair or whatever it is.
I love it, Darren. I love it. It's great. And so that kind of represents someone either caught in the past, right? Potentially. And I'm saying potentially.
Yeah.
Because they like that about themselves.
Yeah.
They need to, people need to look at themselves and go, do I want to update to the present? Which is another P. Do I want to update to the present day?
Yeah.
And do I want to bring that photo into the present day and show someone how I'm presenting myself in the present day?
So true. So true. My God, you've given us so much to think about. And I'm assuming some of the men that you work with, do they come back and say, wow, I've just started implementing these strategies, and the response from women has been a whole different ballgame?
It has, Darren, and I really love that you asked that question. It is. I can see their chemistry being ignited.
Love it.
Because they're actually firing up inside.
Beautiful.
And only because all of us, even females and males, we've never been taught how to actually have a relationship with ourselves.
Yep.
And that is the fundamental key thing, is if we're having a relationship with ourselves, we will know how we are preparing and how we are presenting and what our position is. Perfect. And then if we're clear on that and we're bringing that clarity, then you will bring in that person quicker and it will become more of a priority, because that's the focus. And look, some people it's not a priority and that's okay.
Yep.
But it's getting yourself market ready. Yep. In order for your future partner to turn up.
Love that. I just love that. Say that again. Getting yourself market ready for your future partner to turn up, and for you to actually recognize that that is the person.
Yes. Yes. And that's the gift, because everyone who we meet, Darren, are beautiful. Like, yeah, there are so many amazing, beautiful people out there.
Yeah.
And everyone's got their own gifts. It's more going, is that a match for me?
Yep.
But if we're not showing or selling people from the three Ps, if we're not getting into our three Ps, then we're going to keep on mismatching. So we're not going to call it in. So that's why the apps are brilliant for actually setting that up. We can set up the foundations and we can actually draw it in. But the sabotage, and you'll like this, Darren, the sabotage comes down to the options. If we're running too many options, if we're running 5 or 10 options,
oh my God, yeah.
Then how do you then fine tune it? It's by going back to the three Ps.
Perfect. So true. So true.
Right?
Because it's easy. You can have a million conversations, but you might only have, you know, one exchange within that conversation once a week. That's not really, you know, something viable, I think.
Well, you can eliminate those 10 by going, okay, if I am a... someone who wears suits, right, to work.
Yeah.
I would then look at the guys that might be wearing the thongs and the shorts and go, they're probably not a fit for me, because I'm actually looking for someone who likes to wear a suit occasionally.
Gotcha.
So if in all their photos and their profile is around that, yeah, I want the mixture. So I will be looking at then just eliminating that. And so it's just becoming clear on who you are and how you, because I love to dress up. So that's a really key thing for me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with a surfer dude. My brothers are both surfers.
Yeah.
And it's more just, you know, and one of them's a tradie. And so he loves wearing shorts and thongs and, you know, and he owns that image.
Like, yeah. I can imagine some women particularly might say to a guy, have you got some more photos to show me? Because they just want to get a bit more of a broader picture.
They want to look into the story, because the photo can give you a part of the story.
Yep.
And then you've got the words to then look at the values and going, have they got similar interests? What are they like? You know, they might be someone who likes to play. I saw on a profile the other day, a guy said he really likes to play PlayStation.
Right.
Now, you know, that's great. You know, he's just putting it out there that he would need to, he's limiting his market from saying, is there any women out there who like to play PlayStation?
Yep.
Because that will be a match if they love that interest as well.
Perfect.
But well, it's then expanding on that and saying, do you like anything further? You know?
I think that's a really good point, is that it's important to use apps as a initial way of meeting people, but then try and make sure you utilize them to understand the broader story within that person. That's a really important piece of work. And make sure you always are thinking about that framework of the three Ps, which is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But so Kim, if people want to get in touch with you to hear more about what you can do for them, what's the best way for them to do it?
I have a website, which is The Dating Doctor. So it's www.thedatingdoctor.com.au.
Beautiful.
And throughout this COVID, I don't know if I mentioned in the first episode that we caught up, I'm actually doing walking dates.
Oh, so,
creating that social distance, you know, through the lens of some people who are a bit more cautious, and yep. I can respect that position,
yep.
By actually looking at working on their profiles, working on their photos and the yep. image and what they want to represent themselves yep. in the yep. three Ps.
Yep.
And then just creating that conversation to help them, you know, throughout and facilitate that through the first date to then get to the second date. So, yeah.
So in other words, so in, as part of the consultation, you'll go and have a little bit of a walking date in a way, a walking session, and you'll try and gather all this information.
Yes. To then actually help them looking at boosting their profile well, in order to get closer to the woman of their dreams. And actually bringing that in and seeing where they're at. So through the three Ps. Awesome. So, yeah.
And you help them write their profile and choose the right pictures and all that kind of thing as well?
Yes. Yes. So I get involved with doing that. So helping them with their profile.
Yep.
So I'm putting it out there a bit more. And so that's the vulnerability piece, Darren, mm-hmm. is putting it out there a bit more,
yep.
selling yourself, which is challenging for all of us. All of us. I mean, we've all been in that position where you turn up to a date and it's a little bit nerve-wracking. You've got yeah. butterflies in your stomach. Yeah.
And you're both asking those silly questions and it feels like a job interview.
Yes, exactly. And yeah. so it's then creating that more playful, giving guys strategies on those dates to just come in on a different angle,
yeah.
not to have that job interview scenario, to create it a bit more playful.
Yeah. Have a bit of fun, flirt a little bit, just yeah. be a bit free and see where it goes.
Yes, exactly it. Exactly it.
So, yeah. I love it, Kim. Well done. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think I have no doubt that we're going to have you back again at some point because yeah. everybody always loves to hear from you and I always love talking to you.
Oh, I love it too, Darren. You're a great presenter and very engaging and I love our conversations.
I love it. So I've learned a lot. So the three Ps, very important. And if anybody wants to get in touch with Kim to learn about how she can help, or just even give you some ideas, she's well worth it, I'm sure. But I always like to ask my guests at the end of the show, maybe leave us men with a tip or two that we can implement right now, straight away in our dating life.
So one key tip that I would like to share with the men, only because I'm working a lot with men, is be open to new information.
Oh, okay.
Be open to talking to others
nice.
About updating your profile, being objective.
Yep.
Be open.
Don't be so stubborn.
Yeah. Be open to moving forward.
Yeah. Yep.
Be open to actually sharing with someone about your past to then be able to get you on the first date. So then you're not sharing it on the date. And so then you're going towards. So look at those connectivities, you know, really be open to that.
I like it. In other words, don't waste that in all that those initial exchanges on an app, because they could be incredible rapport building scenarios if you use them properly.
And that could be your future partner that you're missing out on. Yep. And if you can actually be open to sharing that information with someone else
perfect.
Before you go on the date, so then you can share about how you're moving forward.
Love it.
And so, yeah, that's my gift. I would really love to, okay, awesome. You know, for men to be open. Yeah.
Be open-minded, open to everything, open to how you view yourself, open to how you might want to prepare for a date, open to new information from women, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Well, Kim, thank you so much. Always an absolute pleasure. And I'm going to put all the links to your website and everything in the show notes. And for everybody out there, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. And have a fantastic day. And we'll be back tomorrow, no, actually Friday, for our 100th episode. So thank you very, very much. Have a great day. And thanks again, Kim.
Thanks, Darren. It's been wonderful.
Bye for now.